From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. This just in, the government of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, based on credible information, confirms that Mullah Muhammad Omar, leader of the Taliban, died in April 2013 in Pakistan. The government of Afghanistan believes that grounds for the Afghan peace talks are more paved now than before, and thus calls on all armed opposition groups to seize the opportunity and join the peace process. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu's office said. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against the Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Iraq condemned the air attacks as a dangerous escalation and an assault on Iraqi sovereignty. Mr. Davutoglu has called the fight against the Kurds and Islamic State a synchronized fight against terror. Pakistani authorities said Wednesday police killed the leader of a militant group accused of killing hundreds of Shiites. Officers were transporting Malik Ishaq early Wednesday when the convoy came under attack by a group of men in the Muzaffar Nagar. Ishaq's, his two sons and 11 others then died during a shootout with police. Six policemen were injured. Ishaq was the leader of LEJ, an al-Qaeda-linked group that has claimed responsibility for a number of attacks, including two bombings in Quetta in 2013 that killed nearly 200 people. This is VOA News. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 3,700 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of the year. Eurotunnel announced the total Wednesday, saying France and Britain need to do more to help Eurotunnel cope with the rising numbers of migrants flooding into the area. Authorities in the northern French port city of Calais said Wednesday that during the overnight hours, they counted 1,500 migrants who had tried to enter the Eurotunnel in hopes of reaching Britain. That followed a record total on Monday night when police pushed back more than 2,000 migrants. Another set of U.S. lawmakers get a chance to question and hear testimony from senior officials Wednesday as they continue to evaluate the international nuclear agreement with Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey are to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Tuesday that a U.S. rejection of the pact would be squandering the best chance to control Iran's nuclear program and would leave no restraints on Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
If you walk away, year 15 or 20 starts tomorrow. And without any of the long-term access and verification safeguards that we have put in place, what is the alternative? What are you going to do when Iran does start to enrich, which they will feel they have a right to if we walk away from the deal?
Congressman Ed Royce, the Republican chairman of the Foreign Affairs Panel, voiced skepticism about the agreement.
If this agreement goes through, Iran gets a cash bonanza, a boost to its international standing, and a lighted path toward nuclear weapons. With sweeping sanctions relief, we have lessened our ability to challenge Iran's conduct across the board. As Iran grows stronger, we will be weaker to respond.
The U.S. Congress has a 60-day period to review the Iran nuclear agreement. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a draft resolution establishing an international tribunal to try those suspected of shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane over eastern Ukraine a year ago. Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Ukraine, and Belgium have expressed their support for such a tribunal. Malaysia has circulated a draft resolution to that effect. Bangladesh's Supreme Court upheld a death sentence against opposition leader Saluddin Qadir Chowdhury on Wednesday in connection with mass killings during the country's 1971 war for independence from Pakistan. Chowdhury is a leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, also known as the BNP, and was an aide to former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.